Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10x Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Savior Complex, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1. The Stranger's Embrace. The rain fell in relentless sheets, obscuring the glow of streetlights and transforming the city into a blur of glistening reflections. Daniel Hayes, a man of routine and quiet evenings, tightened his coat against the cold and hurried down the deserted street. The storm seemed to have driven everyone indoors, but as he approached the dimly lit cafe he frequented, he saw her, a woman huddled against the wall, shivering beneath the awning. Her figure was slight, her clothes soaked through, and her face hidden by strands of wet, dark hair. For a moment, Daniel considered walking past. It was late, and helping a stranger could invite trouble. But something about her struck him, an aura of fragility, a silent plea that stirred the protector in him. "Are you okay?" he asked, stepping closer. His voice, calm and steady, barely rose above the sound of the rain. The woman looked up, her eyes wide with fear and vulnerability. I don't know where to go," she stammered, her voice trembling. "I don't have anywhere." Daniel hesitated, glancing at the empty street before offering his hand. "Let's get you inside. You'll catch your death out here." She hesitated, as if debating whether to trust him, before slipping her small, cold hand into his. The warmth of his touch seemed to comfort her, and together they entered the cafe, the doorbell jingling softly behind them. Inside, the cafe was nearly empty, save for an older couple sipping coffee in the corner. Daniel guided the woman to a booth and signaled to the barista for two coffees. She sank into the seat, wrapping her arms around herself as if to ward off the chill. "Thank you," she murmured, her voice barely above a whisper. "It's nothing," Daniel replied, sliding into the seat across from her. He studied her more closely now. Her features were delicate, her skin pale, and her eyes haunted. "What's your name?" "Evelyn," she said after a pause. "Evelyn Moore." "I'm Daniel." He offered a reassuring smile. "You look like you've had a rough night. Want to talk about it?" Evelyn hesitated, her gaze darting to the window as if expecting someone to appear from the shadows. I left him," she finally said, her voice breaking. "I couldn't take it anymore." "Left who?" Daniel leaned forward, concern etched on his face. "My boyfriend. If you can even call him that." Evelyn's hands trembled as she spoke. "He was controlling, abusive. Tonight he went too far. I ran, but now I don't know what to do. I'm scared he'll find me." Daniel felt a surge of anger on her behalf, his protective instincts roaring to life. "You did the right thing leaving," he said firmly. "No one deserves to be treated like that. If he comes near you, I'll make sure he doesn't hurt you again." Evelyn's lips quivered, and tears spilled down her cheeks. "I don't know why you're being so kind to me. You don't even know me." "Sometimes," Daniel said, his voice soft, "people just need someone to believe in them." They sat in silence for a moment, the warmth of the coffee slowly easing the tension between them. Evelyn glanced at Daniel, her expression a mix of gratitude and something else, something unreadable. "Thank you," she whispered again, her voice filled with a sincerity that made Daniel's chest tighten. "You're the first person who's made me feel safe in a long time." The rain continued to pour outside, but inside the cafe, an unspoken bond began to form between them. Daniel didn't know it yet, but this chance encounter would change everything. His life, his priorities, and the very foundation of who he thought he was. As Evelyn sipped her coffee, her trembling subsiding, a faint smile touched her lips. In that moment, She seemed like a woman finding a sliver of hope in the chaos. But behind her eyes, a spark of calculation flickered, a subtle sign that she was far more than she appeared. The storm outside raged on, but for Evelyn, it wasn't the rain she was weathering. It was the beginning of her carefully crafted plan, a plan that would soon ensnare Daniel in ways he couldn't yet imagine. Chapter 2, Threads of a Lie. Evelyn Moore was no stranger to reinvention. She'd spent years perfecting the art of becoming exactly what people needed. Tonight, she was vulnerable, broken, a woman in desperate need of rescue. And Daniel Hayes was proving to be her perfect audience. It had been 3 days since that stormy night. In that short time, Daniel had all but taken her under his wing. He'd set her up in a modest motel on the edge of town, brought her groceries, and even lent her a spare phone so she could stay safe. She'd resisted his offers to involve the authorities, spinning a heart-wrenching tale about how her ex-boyfriend had connections that made reporting him dangerous. The details were just believable enough to elicit sympathy, but vague enough to avoid scrutiny. Evelyn sat cross-legged on the motel bed, the burner phone Daniel had given her resting on the bedside table. She stared out the window, watching the cars pass by, her mind a web of strategies and calculations. The truth was, there was no ex-boyfriend. There never had been. But the story had always worked in the past, and with Daniel, it was working better than she'd anticipated. Her thoughts were interrupted by a knock at the door. Quickly smoothing her hair and composing her expression into one of cautious optimism, she opened it to find Daniel standing there, holding a bag of takeout and wearing that earnest smile she was beginning to find both endearing and irritating. "I thought you might need dinner," he said, stepping inside without waiting for an invitation. "You've got to eat, you know." "You didn't have to do that," Evelyn said, her voice soft but tinged with gratitude. "You've already done so much." Daniel waved her protest away. "It's nothing. I just want to make sure you're okay." Evelyn took the bag and set it on the small table near the window. She began unpacking the containers, her movements deliberate and delicate. "You're too kind, Daniel. Honestly, I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't found me that night." "I'm just glad I was there," he said, taking a seat on the chair by the table. He studied her as she busied herself with the food, his brow furrowing slightly. "How are you feeling? Any luck figuring out what's next?" She hesitated, her back to him, before sighing and turning around. "I've been thinking about it, but I don't even know where to start. I don't have a job, no family nearby, and no way to get back on my feet. It's overwhelming." Daniel leaned forward, his elbows resting on his knees. "You don't have to figure it all out at once. Take it one step at a time. And you're not alone in this. You've got me." Evelyn's lips curved into a small smile. "I don't know what I did to deserve someone like you." "It's not about deserving," Daniel said, his voice firm. "It's about helping someone who needs it." She looked away, feigning bashfulness. "You really are one of the good ones, aren't you?" The words were simple, but the way she said them made Daniel feel 10 feet tall. He had always prided himself on his ability to help others, to be the rock people could lean on. And Evelyn, with her wide eyes and trembling voice, seemed like someone who truly needed him. What he didn't see was the subtle glint in her eyes, the glimmer of satisfaction that came with knowing she had him exactly where she wanted him. As they ate, Evelyn began to steer the conversation. She asked Daniel about his life, his work, his family. She listened intently, offering sympathetic nods and soft smiles as he shared details about his job at a local nonprofit and his estranged relationship with his older brother. Every piece of information he gave her was quietly catalogued, each one a potential thread she could tug on later. "I wish I could be as selfless as you," Evelyn said, her voice tinged with admiration. "Helping people for a living, putting others first. It's inspiring." Daniel shrugged, a modest smile on his face. "It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Seeing the difference you can make. It's what keeps me going." Evelyn reached across the table, her fingers lightly brushing his. "You're a rare person, Daniel. The world needs more people like you. The touch lingered just long enough to make Daniel's heart skip a beat, and when she pulled her hand away, he found himself wishing she hadn't. He didn't realize it, but he was falling into her rhythm, responding to her cues. And Evelyn, ever the conductor, was already planning the next movement. When Daniel finally left that evening, Evelyn locked the door behind him and leaned against it, exhaling slowly. Manipulating someone like Daniel was a delicate process. He was intelligent, kind, and perceptive, traits that made him an excellent mark but also required her to tread carefully. One misstep, one inconsistency, and he'd begin to see through her. But for now, he was right where she needed him to be. Invested, protective, and just starting to believe that saving Evelyn might give his life the purpose he'd been searching for. And as she turned off the lights and climbed into bed, Evelyn couldn't help but smile. This was only the beginning. Chapter 3. The Night Unmasked. Daniel couldn't stop thinking about Evelyn. Her vulnerability, her quiet strength, and the way her gratitude seemed to light up her face. It was intoxicating. He told himself it was her tragic circumstances that kept her on his mind, but deep down, he knew it was more than that. For the first time in years, he felt like he was making a real difference, and Evelyn was at the heart of it. He arrived at work the next morning distracted, his thoughts consumed by memories of their conversations. His office at the nonprofit, usually a haven of order and purpose, felt oddly stifling. Files piled on his desk demanded attention, but the urgency he typically felt was dulled. Evelyn's words from the night before echoed in his mind. "You're a rare person, Daniel. The world needs more people like you." Around midday, his colleague and friend, Marcus, leaned against the doorway, arms crossed. "You've been a ghost all morning. Something on your mind?" Daniel looked up, startled. "Sorry, just a lot going on." Marcus smirked. "Is it work? Or does this have to do with the mysterious motel visits you've been making?" Daniel frowned. "How do you know about that?" Marcus shrugged. "Small town, man. People talk. Word is you've been spending time with some woman. Care to fill me in?" "It's not what you think," Daniel said, his tone defensive. "She's someone who needed help. She's been through a lot, and I'm just trying to do the right thing." Marcus raised an eyebrow. "And does this someone have a name?" Daniel hesitated before answering. "Evelyn." Marcus stepped inside, closing the door behind him. "Look, I'm not judging. But you've got a big heart, and that makes you an easy target for people who want to take advantage. Just be careful, okay?" "I don't need a lecture," Daniel said, his irritation flaring. "She's not like that." Marcus held up his hands in surrender. All right, just looking out for you." After Marcus left, Daniel sat back in his chair, his mind racing. He trusted Evelyn. She wasn't a grifter or a liar, she was a victim. But Marcus's words lingered, planting a seed of doubt that he couldn't quite shake. That evening, Daniel stopped by the motel with groceries and a sense of unease he couldn't explain. Evelyn greeted him with a smile, her face lighting up as though his presence was a balm to her troubles. "You didn't have to come by again," she said, her voice soft but warm. "I wanted to check on you," Daniel replied, setting the bags on the small table. "How was your day?" Evelyn's expression faltered, and she looked away. "It was fine, I guess. I spent most of it thinking about what I'm going to do next." Daniel studied her, noting the way her hands fidgeted and her shoulders slumped. She seemed genuinely troubled, but there was a subtle tension in the air that made him uneasy. "Is something bothering you?" he asked. Evelyn hesitated, her eyes darting to the window. "It's silly, really. I can't shake the feeling that he's going to find me. That he'll show up here one day." Daniel's jaw tightened. "He won't. I won't let that happen." Her lips curved into a small, grateful smile, but there was a flicker of something else in her eyes, something Daniel couldn't quite place. "You always know what to say," she murmured. That night, after leaving Evelyn, Daniel couldn't sleep. The doubts Marcus had sown earlier resurfaced, nagging at him. He told himself he was just being paranoid, but his instincts pushed him to act. Grabbing his laptop, he began to search for any information on Evelyn Moore. Hours passed, and he found nothing. No social media, no news articles, no records. It was as if Evelyn didn't exist before meeting him. His unease grew, and he couldn't ignore the pit forming in his stomach. The next day, he made a discreet phone call to a contact in law enforcement, a favor from someone he'd helped through his nonprofit work. He gave Evelyn's name, asking them to run a check, just to ease his mind. "I'll see what I can do," his contact said. "Give me a day or two." Meanwhile, Evelyn's plans were progressing. She sat in the motel room, scribbling notes in a small leather-bound journal. The room was littered with mementos of her act, carefully selected items designed to make her look helpless and endearing. A photo of her as a child, a torn page from a supposed diary, and a single blood-stained piece of fabric she'd cut from an old shirt. Each detail was crafted to evoke sympathy and solidify Daniel's trust. But as she worked, a shadow of doubt crept into her thoughts. Daniel was different from her previous marks. His kindness felt genuine, and his presence stirred something in her she hadn't felt in years: guilt. She shoved the thought aside, telling herself it was a weakness she couldn't afford. Evelyn glanced at the clock. It was nearly time for Daniel's next visit. She closed the journal and tucked it away, her expression unreadable. When Daniel arrived that evening, his demeanor was different. He seemed more reserved, his questions more pointed. Evelyn noticed immediately and adjusted her approach, feigning exhaustion and vulnerability to keep him off balance. But as the evening wore on, Daniel's unease grew. He couldn't shake the feeling that something wasn't right. And as Evelyn thanked him for the umpteenth time, her words dripping with gratitude, Daniel found himself questioning everything he thought he knew about her. In that moment, the first cracks appeared in the illusion Evelyn had so carefully crafted. And though neither of them knew it yet, the game they were playing was about to take a dangerous turn. Chapter 4. Echoes of the Past. Daniel couldn't ignore the nagging sense of unease any longer. The kindness he had extended to Evelyn, the time he had spent trying to help her, now felt laced with uncertainty. His contact from law enforcement had called him earlier in the day with unsettling news. There were no records of an Evelyn Moore matching the story she had told him. No history of an abusive boyfriend. No addresses. Nothing. That evening, he stood outside the motel room door, debating whether to knock. His gut told him to turn around and leave, but his heart, a heart that had been captivated by Evelyn's vulnerability, urged him to stay. Finally, he raised his hand and knocked. Evelyn opened the door with a faint smile. She was dressed casually, her hair loose, and her face illuminated by the soft light of the room. "Daniel," she said, her tone warm. "Come in." He stepped inside, his gaze sweeping the room. It was as neat and unassuming as ever, but something felt off. Evelyn watched him closely, her smile faltering just enough to reveal she had sensed the change in his demeanor. "You seem different tonight," she said, her voice tinged with concern. "Is everything okay?" Daniel hesitated, then decided to test the waters. "I've been thinking about your situation," he began, keeping his tone casual. "I wanted to help more, so I asked a friend to look into things. You know, just to make sure we could cover all our bases." Evelyn froze, her smile stiffening. "What do you mean?" Daniel took a step closer, his eyes locking onto hers. "I mean, I asked them to check for records. Your boyfriend. Your history. But they didn't find anything, Evelyn. Not a single thing." For the briefest moment, her mask slipped. Her eyes widened, and her lips parted as if she were about to speak, but no words came out. Then, just as quickly, she recovered, her expression hardening into one of hurt and disbelief. You don't believe me," she whispered, her voice cracking. "After everything I've told you, after everything I've been through, you think I'm lying?" "It's not that simple," Daniel said, though the doubt in his voice was clear. "I'm just trying to understand. You've told me so much, but none of it checks out." "Why is that?" Evelyn turned away, her shoulders trembling. "You have no idea what it's like," she said, her voice growing louder. "Do you think I want people to know about my life? The things I've been through. Maybe I changed my name or maybe I lied about some details because I didn't want to be found. But that doesn't mean my pain isn't real." Her outburst caught Daniel off guard. He had expected defensiveness, maybe even anger, but the raw emotion in her voice was disarming. For a moment, he doubted his own suspicions. "I just need the truth, Evelyn," he said softly. "If I'm going to help you, I need to know what's real." Evelyn turned back to him, tears streaming down her cheeks. "The truth," she said, her voice shaking. "The truth is that I've been running for so long, I don't even know who I am anymore. I've had to lie to survive, to protect myself. And now, the one person I thought I could trust thinks I'm some kind of fraud." Her words hung in the air, and for the first time, Daniel felt a pang of guilt. What if she was telling the truth? What if her lies were the result of fear and desperation, not malice? "I'm sorry," he said, reaching out to touch her arm. "I didn't mean to hurt you. This whole situation is complicated." Evelyn stepped closer, her tears glistening in the dim light. "You're all I have, Daniel. Please don't give up on me." Later that night, as Daniel lay in bed, he replayed the conversation in his mind. Her words, her tears, they had felt so real. Yet the doubts lingered. He couldn't shake the feeling that Evelyn was hiding something. But every time he tried to push those thoughts away, he remembered the look in her eyes when she'd said, "You're all I have." Meanwhile, back at the motel, Evelyn sat at the small table, staring at the journal she'd kept hidden. Her hand hovered over the page she'd been writing, the ink smudged from her earlier haste. She felt the tension rising, the careful balance she had maintained with Daniel beginning to shift. Evelyn knew she had overplayed her hand tonight. Daniel was smarter than her previous marks, more inquisitive, less easily placated. But he was also deeply empathetic, a quality she could still use to her advantage. She closed the journal and leaned back in her chair, her gaze fixed on the ceiling. For the first time in years, she felt a flicker of something she hadn't anticipated. Doubt. Not about her plan, but about him. Daniel was different, and that difference made her uneasy. Evelyn rose and moved to the window, peering out at the quiet street. The darkness felt oppressive, a reminder of the secrets she carried. She had come too far to let it all fall apart now. Yet, as she watched the shadows shift under the streetlights, a single thought nagged at her. Was she losing control of Daniel, or herself? Chapter 5. The Savior's Dilemma. Daniel paced his small living room, the soft hum of the television in the background doing little to calm his nerves. He couldn't escape the nagging thought that Evelyn's story didn't add up. Her emotional outburst the night before had been convincing, almost too convincing. It left him torn between his growing feelings for her and the unsettling questions gnawing at the edges of his mind. On one hand, her pain seemed genuine. He'd seen her tears, heard the tremor in her voice. On the other, the lack of any verifiable background was hard to ignore. What if Marcus was right? He thought. What if I'm being played? Daniel sighed, running a hand through his hair. He glanced at his phone, tempted to call Evelyn and confront her again. Instead, he decided to dig deeper. If Evelyn wasn't going to give him the truth, he'd have to find it himself. That afternoon, Daniel visited the motel under the pretense of bringing Evelyn fresh groceries. She greeted him warmly, her smile tentative but relieved, as though she feared he might have abandoned her after their last conversation. "I wasn't sure if I'd see you today," she said, taking the bag from his hands. "I told you I'm here to help," Daniel replied, his tone even. "I just needed some time to think." Evelyn nodded, her eyes softening. "I understand. I know this hasn't been easy for you." He didn't respond, instead letting his gaze wander around the room. It was as meticulously tidy as always, but his eyes lingered on the small dresser by the bed. Evelyn noticed and quickly stepped between him and the dresser, her smile tightening. Let me put these away, she said, motioning to the groceries. Make yourself comfortable. Daniel watched her retreat to the kitchenette. Her movements hurried. Suspicion flared, but he kept his expression neutral. As Evelyn busied herself, he let his hand casually graze the edge of the dresser, fingers brushing the handle of the top drawer. It was locked. Do you need help with anything? He asked, his voice calm. No, I've got it, Evelyn called back, not turning around. Daniel stepped away from the dresser, his mind racing. What are you hiding in there? He wondered. Later that evening, Daniel reached out to his contact in law enforcement again. I need another favor, he said. I need someone to do a quiet background check on a motel guest. Just anything you can find. Are you sure about this? The voice on the other end asked. You sound like you're in deep. I just need the truth, Daniel said, his voice firm. Can you help me or not? There was a pause. I'll see what I can do. The next day, Daniel returned to the motel under the guise of taking Evelyn out for coffee. She seemed more at ease, her laugh soft and genuine as they sat in a quiet cafe. She told him stories about her childhood, carefully curated tales that painted her as a survivor of hardship and loss. Daniel listened, nodding in the right places, but his mind was elsewhere. Thank you for sticking with me, Evelyn said, her eyes shining with gratitude. I don't know what I'd do without you. Daniel smiled, but it didn't reach his eyes. I'm just glad I can help. As they walked back to the motel, Evelyn slipped her arm through his, her touch light but purposeful. You're different from anyone I've ever met, she said softly. I've never felt this safe before. Daniel's heart twisted at her words. Part of him wanted to believe her, to trust that her feelings were real. But another part, the part that refused to ignore the growing pile of inconsistencies, held him back. That evening, Daniel's contact called him back. The news was worse than he'd anticipated. Your friend Evelyn Moore isn't who she says she is, the voice said. She's changed her name at least 3 times in the past 5 years. No criminal record, but she's left a trail of unpaid debts and broken relationships in her wake. She's good at disappearing. Daniel's stomach sank. Anything else? There's one more thing. I traced her last known alias to a small town 2 states over. She was staying with a man, someone who, according to neighbors, was deeply infatuated with her. He drained his savings to help her, and then she vanished. No trace of her since. Daniel's grip tightened on the phone. And the man? Still in the same town. He's been reclusive ever since. Whatever happened, it messed him up pretty bad. The line went silent, and Daniel's thoughts swirled. Evelyn had lied to him. There was no abusive boyfriend, no need for protection. She had used him, just as she'd used others before him. But the worst part wasn't the betrayal. It was the flicker of doubt that still lingered. What if there's more to her story? He thought. What if she's running from something worse than herself? When Daniel confronted Evelyn later that night, he didn't go in guns blazing. Instead, he watched her carefully, testing her reactions as he asked seemingly innocuous questions. But Evelyn was sharp, her answers smooth and practiced. If she suspected his doubts, she didn't show it. But as Daniel left the motel, his resolve hardened. He needed to know the full truth, and he wouldn't stop until he uncovered it, even if it meant unraveling the fragile bond they had built. Evelyn watched him leave from the window, her smile fading the moment the door closed. She had felt the shift in him, sensed the subtle edge in his voice. Her carefully constructed facade was beginning to crack, and she knew it. But if Daniel thought he could outmaneuver her, he was wrong. Because Evelyn had a plan that would make sure Daniel never doubted her again. Chapter 6. Shattered Trust. The night air was thick with tension as Daniel parked his car a few blocks away from the motel. The engine hummed quietly before he shut it off, gripping the steering wheel as he stared into the darkness. His mind reeled with the revelations his contact had provided. Evelyn wasn't just hiding details about her past. She was building her own mythology, manipulating people like him to serve her needs. But the question gnawed at him, why? What drove her to live this way, burning every bridge she crossed? Was it survival, desperation, or something darker? He didn't have those answers yet, but he intended to find them. Evelyn sat on the edge of the motel bed, her hands trembling slightly as she flipped through her journal. Her usually pristine handwriting was messier than usual, the words scrawled in bursts of emotion she couldn't contain. Daniel was slipping through her fingers, and she couldn't allow that to happen. She had invested too much in him, built him up as her unwavering savior, and yet she felt the weight of his doubt pressing against her carefully constructed world. She closed the journal with a sharp snap and exhaled shakily. "Get it together," she whispered to herself. There was no room for weakness, no time for second-guessing. Daniel was a good man, an empathetic one, but good men could be dangerous when they realized they'd been lied to. The following evening, Daniel returned to the motel. He hadn't called or texted beforehand, wanting to catch Evelyn off guard. When she opened the door, her face lit up in what appeared to be genuine relief. "Daniel," she said, her voice soft, almost breathless. "I wasn't sure if you'd come back." "I needed to talk," he said, stepping inside. His tone was neutral, his expression unreadable. Evelyn gestured for him to sit, but he remained standing, his eyes scanning the room. "I've been thinking about everything," he continued. "About your past. About the things you've told me." Evelyn's smile faltered slightly, but she quickly recovered. "I know I haven't been completely honest about everything," she admitted, her voice trembling. "But it's not because I don't trust you. It's because I'm scared." Daniel folded his arms, his gaze piercing. "Scared of what?" "That I'll find out the truth." She froze, her carefully constructed mask cracking under the weight of his words. I know about the man two states over," Daniel said, his voice steady but edged with steel. "The one who gave you everything and was left with nothing when you disappeared. I know about the name changes, the debts. Evelyn, or whatever your real name is, I know you've been lying to me." Evelyn's breath hitched, and she staggered back a step, her wide eyes filling with tears. "You don't understand," she said, her voice breaking. "It's not what you think." "Then explain it to me," Daniel demanded. "Tell me why you're doing this. Why you've been lying to me from the start." Evelyn clutched her arms, her body trembling. "I didn't have a choice," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "My life has been one disaster after another. Every time I try to start over, something pulls me back into the mess I've been running from. You think I enjoy this? Living like this?" Daniel's resolve wavered as he saw the tears streaking down her face. Her words, though possibly another manipulation, carried a rawness that was hard to dismiss. But he pressed on. "If that's true, then why not come clean from the beginning? Why not tell me the truth instead of spinning this story about an abusive boyfriend?" Evelyn's lips trembled, and she shook her head. "Because I didn't think you'd stay," she admitted. "I didn't think anyone would stay if they knew the real me." For a long moment, silence hung between them, heavy and suffocating. Daniel's mind churned with conflicting emotions, anger, pity, and a lingering desire to believe her. He wanted to walk away, to leave her to the web she had spun, but something in him refused to let go. "Then tell me now," he said, his voice softening. "Tell me everything." Evelyn sat down, her shoulders slumping as though the weight of the lies she carried was finally too much. She began to speak, her words slow and deliberate, revealing fragments of her past. A childhood marred by neglect, a series of failed relationships, and a pattern of survival that had become second nature. She painted herself as a woman trapped by circumstance, driven to deception not out of malice but necessity. As she spoke, her voice cracked and tears spilled freely. By the time she finished, she was a picture of vulnerability, her head bowed as though awaiting judgment. Daniel sat across from her, his arms resting on his knees as he processed her words. Part of him wanted to believe her, to see her as the wounded soul she presented herself to be. But another part, the part that remembered the lies and the manipulations, couldn't ignore the possibility that this was just another performance. "Evelyn," he said finally, his voice steady, "I want to believe you. But you've lied to me so many times, I don't know what's real anymore." She looked up at him, her tear-streaked face filled with anguish. "This is real," she said, her voice desperate. "I'm real. Please, Daniel, don't give up on me." When Daniel left the motel that night, he felt more conflicted than ever. Evelyn's story had tugged at his heart, but his mind remained skeptical. Trusting her meant risking everything. His peace of mind, his reputation, and possibly even his safety. Walking away meant abandoning her to whatever fate awaited her. As he drove home, Daniel realized he was at a crossroads. He could confront Evelyn with the full force of the truth, tearing down the fragile connection they'd built, or he could give her one last chance to prove herself. But deep down, he knew the decision had already been made. He couldn't walk away, not yet. Not while the possibility of redemption, however slim, still lingered. And that decision would soon prove more dangerous than he could have imagined. Back in the motel room, Evelyn sat in the dark, her face a mask of calm despite the storm raging within her. She had played her cards carefully, but Daniel was no ordinary mark. His unwavering need to uncover the truth made him both a threat and an asset. For now, she would let him believe he was winning. But in the back of her mind, Evelyn began crafting her next move. The game wasn't over, not by a long shot. Chapter 7, The Spiral. Evelyn's facade was beginning to crumble, and Daniel could feel it. Her stories, once tightly constructed, now unraveled at the seams. Every conversation, every interaction, was charged with an unspoken tension, as if they were both waiting for the other to make the next move. For Daniel, the decision to keep helping Evelyn felt less like a choice and more like an obligation he couldn't shake. He wanted answers, and he wanted to believe in her redemption. But at what cost? Evelyn paced the small motel room, her journal open on the bed. She had always been good at staying ahead, at controlling the narrative, but Daniel was proving to be a challenge she hadn't anticipated. He wasn't like the others, easily charmed, easily fooled. He was perceptive, determined, and unrelenting. And worse, he made her feel something she hadn't felt in years. Guilt. Her fingers hovered over the pen as she wrote a single word on the page. Trust. The irony wasn't lost on her. She needed Daniel's trust to keep her plan intact, but she was beginning to realize that she craved it for reasons she didn't fully understand. His unwavering belief in doing the right thing, in saving her, had begun to chip away at the walls she'd so carefully built. But Evelyn knew better than to let those feelings take root. Emotions were a liability. She had to stay focused to stay in control. And that meant taking decisive action. Daniel returned to the motel the next evening. His resolve hardened. He needed to confront Evelyn, to push her past the point of manipulation and force her to reveal the truth. The lies, the inconsistencies, they all pointed to something deeper, something she wasn't telling him. When she opened the door, her expression was unreadable. She stepped aside to let him in, closing the door softly behind him. "You've been quiet," Daniel said, his voice even. "I haven't heard from you all day." Evelyn crossed her arms, leaning against the small dresser. "I thought you might need some space after last night." He studied her, noting the tension in her posture. "I'm here because I need answers. Real answers this time." Her jaw tightened. "I already told you everything." "No," he said, his voice rising slightly. "You told me what you thought I wanted to hear. But I don't think you've been honest with me, not fully." Evelyn's eyes narrowed, and for a moment, her carefully maintained composure faltered. "What do you want me to say, Daniel?" "That I'm a mess. That I've made mistakes."
"Fine, Ev.
But you've seen the worst of me, and you're still here. Why is that?" "Because I care," Daniel admitted, the words heavy with frustration. "Because I thought I could help you. But now, I don't know if that's even possible." Evelyn's lips parted, but no words came out. She looked away, her hands clenching into fists at her sides. You have no idea what it's like to live the way I have, she said, her voice low. Always looking over your shoulder, always wondering if the next person you meet is going to hurt you or abandon you. Then stop running, Daniel said, stepping closer. Stop lying. Let me help you. Her laughter was sharp and bitter. Help me. How, Daniel? By saving me from myself. You can't fix what's broken. Maybe not, he said, his voice softening. But I can try. For a moment, they stood in silence, the tension between them palpable. Evelyn's shoulders slumped, and she sank onto the edge of the bed, burying her face in her hands. Daniel sat down across from her, waiting. When she finally looked up, her eyes were filled with something he hadn't seen before. Fear. Real fear. There's something I haven't told you, she said, her voice barely above a whisper. Something. I've been trying to forget. The story Evelyn told him was darker than he had anticipated. She spoke of a man she had once trusted, a man who had used her and discarded her, leaving her with nothing. She described the lies she'd told to survive, the people she'd manipulated to escape her past. But as she spoke, Daniel couldn't help but notice the way her voice wavered, the way her eyes darted to the window as if expecting someone to appear. And now, she said, her voice breaking, he's looking for me. I don't know how, but he always finds me. Daniel's stomach twisted. The pieces didn't quite fit, but there was enough truth in her words to make him question his assumptions. Who is he? He asked. What does he want? Evelyn shook her head. He wants control. He wants me back under his thumb. And if he finds me, I don't think I'll make it out alive. Her vulnerability hit him like a punch to the gut. If she was lying, it was the best performance he'd ever seen. But if she was telling the truth, then she was in real danger, and so was he. As Daniel left the motel that night, his mind was a whirlwind of conflicting emotions. He wanted to believe Evelyn, to see her as a victim rather than a manipulator. But the more he learned, the more he realized that the truth was a labyrinth he wasn't sure he could navigate. Back in the motel room, Evelyn watched him leave from the window, her face a mask of conflicted emotions. She had told him enough to keep him hooked, but she knew it wouldn't be enough to hold him forever. And as she closed the curtains and sat down at the small table, she began to plot her next move. The game was far from over, and the stakes were higher than ever. If Daniel wanted the truth, he would have to earn it. And if he pushed too hard, he might discover a side of Evelyn he wasn't prepared to face. Chapter 8. The Revelation. Daniel spent the night tossing and turning, Evelyn's words echoing in his mind. If what she had told him was true, then her life was far more complicated and dangerous than he had ever imagined. But if it was another carefully crafted lie, then he was being manipulated more skillfully than he thought possible. Either way, he was in too deep to walk away now. By morning, his determination had solidified. He needed answers, not just from Evelyn but from anyone who might know her true story. If she wouldn't give him the full truth, he would find it himself. Daniel drove to a nearby library and began searching through public records and online databases. He used every scrap of information he had about Evelyn. Her alleged past names, the towns she'd mentioned in passing, and the details she'd let slip during their conversations. Hours passed, and frustration mounted as he hit one dead end after another. Just as he was about to give up, he stumbled upon a news article from 3 years ago. It detailed the arrest of a man named Victor Ellis, a local businessman accused of embezzlement and domestic abuse. The charges had been dropped due to lack of evidence, but what caught Daniel's attention was the photograph accompanying the article. Standing in the background was a woman who looked strikingly similar to Evelyn. Her name in the caption: Sarah Ellis. Daniel's heart raced as he printed the article and drove straight to the motel. The photograph had been taken in a small town 2 states away, the same town his contact had mentioned in connection to one of Evelyn's previous aliases. The pieces were beginning to fit, but the picture they formed was far from clear. When he knocked on Evelyn's door, she opened it cautiously, her eyes widening when she saw the intensity in his expression. Daniel, she said, her voice tinged with nervousness. What's going on? We need to talk, he said, stepping inside. He pulled the printed article from his jacket and placed it on the small table. Who is Victor Ellis? And why is your name listed as Sarah? Evelyn froze, her face draining of color as she stared at the article. For a moment she said nothing, her lips pressed tightly together. Then, with a trembling hand, she picked up the paper and sank onto the bed. Where did you find this? She asked, her voice barely above a whisper. It doesn't matter, Daniel said, his tone firm. I want the truth, Evelyn. No more half-truths, no more lies. Who are you really? Evelyn's hands shook as she set the article down. She looked up at Daniel, her eyes glistening with tears. You don't understand, she said, her voice cracking. I didn't have a choice. Then make me understand, Daniel pressed. Help me believe you. She exhaled shakily and began to speak. My name was Sarah Ellis, she admitted. Victor was my husband. At first he was charming, attentive, everything I thought I wanted. But once we were married, he changed. He controlled every aspect of my life, isolated me from my family, and used his wealth to keep me trapped. Her voice grew heavier as she continued. When I finally found the courage to leave, he came after me. He used his connections to track me down, threatened anyone who tried to help me. I changed my name, moved from town to town, but he always found me. That's why I've had to lie. It's the only way to survive. Daniel's mind raced as he processed her words. On the surface, her story explained much of her behavior. The name changes, the evasiveness, the fear. But there was still a part of him that questioned her motives. And the men you left behind, he asked. The ones who helped you, only to be abandoned. Evelyn's expression twisted with guilt. I didn't want to hurt them, she said, her voice trembling. But when Victor got too close, I had to leave. I didn't have a choice. You always say that, Daniel said, his frustration boiling over. That you didn't have a choice. But you've been lying to everyone, using them to protect yourself. How do I know you're not doing the same to me? Tears streamed down Evelyn's face as she stood, her voice rising with desperation. Because I care about you, Daniel. You're the first person who's ever made me feel safe. The first person who's ever believed in me. Her words cut through him like a blade. He wanted to believe her, to see her as the victim she claimed to be. But the doubts wouldn't leave him. Every instinct told him that Evelyn was still hiding something, something that could change everything. That night, Daniel stayed up late, replaying their conversation in his mind. Her pain had seemed real, her fear palpable. But her ability to manipulate, to twist the truth, made it impossible to know what to believe. Meanwhile, back at the motel, Evelyn sat in the dimly lit room, staring at her reflection in the mirror. She had told Daniel just enough to keep him close, but she knew the walls were closing in. He was getting too close to the truth, closer than anyone had ever gotten before. As she reached for her journal, she wrote a single line at the top of the page. Trust is a weapon. Use it wisely. Evelyn closed the journal and looked out the window, her mind racing. The game was entering its final stages, and she knew she couldn't afford to lose. Not now. Not when so much was at stake. And for the first time, she wondered if she had underestimated Daniel, and whether she was beginning to lose control of the very narrative she had created. Chapter 9. The Savior Complex. The storm had finally broken. Both figuratively and literally, as thunder cracked overhead, Daniel parked outside Evelyn's motel for what he knew would be the last time. The revelations of the past few days had left him raw. His emotions torn between pity and anger. He wasn't sure whether Evelyn was a victim or a villain, or some combination of both. But tonight he intended to find out. He clutched the folder in the passenger seat, a collection of documents, photos, and records he had spent days compiling. The evidence painted a picture of a woman with many faces, each tailored to the man she needed to ensnare. Her lies, her manipulations, and her vanishing acts were all there in black and white. But one detail stood out above the rest, Victor Ellis, her alleged abusive husband, had been missing for 3 years, presumed dead. And Evelyn, or Sarah, was the last person seen with him. Evelyn sat on the bed, her journal open but untouched. Her pen hovered above the page, unable to form the words she needed to write. The cracks in her carefully constructed life were now fissures, and she could feel everything slipping through her fingers. When Daniel knocked, she flinched, her heart racing. She set the journal aside and opened the door, forcing a smile that faltered the moment she saw his expression. He stepped inside without waiting for an invitation, his jaw tight and his eyes blazing with determination. "What's going on?" she asked, her voice steady despite the unease prickling at her skin. Daniel placed the folder on the small table, flipping it open to reveal its contents. "This," he said, his voice cold, "is what I've found. Your lies, your past, your trail of destruction. Everything you didn't want me to know." Evelyn's eyes flickered to the papers, then back to Daniel. Her expression hardened, her shoulders squaring. "So you've been digging into my life," she said, her tone sharp. "I trusted you." "No, Evelyn," Daniel snapped. "You manipulated me. Just like you've manipulated everyone else. You've been lying from the start." She crossed her arms, her chin lifting defiantly. "You think you know everything, don't you? You think those papers tell the whole story? Then tell me the truth," Daniel demanded. "All of it. No more lies, no more half-truths. I deserve that much." Evelyn stared at him for a long moment, her jaw clenched. Then, with a sigh, she sat down on the bed, her shoulders slumping.
"Fine.
You want the truth. Here it is." She began to speak, her voice steady but laced with bitterness. She admitted to changing her name, to using people for money and protection. She painted a picture of a life shaped by fear and desperation, of a woman trying to escape a monster who had controlled her for years. But then her voice wavered, and her eyes filled with tears. "Victor wasn't just controlling," she said. "He was dangerous. He hurt people. And when I tried to leave, he came after me. I thought I could reason with him, but things got out of hand." Daniel's chest tightened. "What do you mean, out of hand?" Evelyn looked up at him, her tears spilling over. "He's dead," she said, her voice breaking. "I didn't mean for it to happen, but he wouldn't let me go. I had no choice." Daniel's mind reeled. The missing husband, the lies, the manipulations. It all came back to this. "Did you kill him?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Evelyn nodded, her expression crumpling. "It was self-defense," she said. "But who would believe me? He had money, power, connections. Panic. Ran. And I've been running ever since." For a long time, neither of them spoke. The storm outside raged, the rain pounding against the windows like a warning. Daniel sat across from Evelyn, his thoughts a tangled web of disbelief, anger, and something he couldn't quite name. "You should have told me," he said finally, his voice heavy with exhaustion. "If this was the truth, you should have told me from the start. And you would have helped me," Evelyn asked, her tone sharp. "You would have believed me. Or would you have turned me in, just like everyone else?" Daniel didn't answer. He didn't know the answer. Instead, he stood and paced the room, his mind racing. "What happens now?" he asked. "What's your plan?" Evelyn's lips curved into a bitter smile. "There is no plan," she said. "There never is. I survive. That's all I've ever done." "But at what cost?" Daniel asked, his voice rising. "You've hurt people, Evelyn. You've used them. You've used me." Her eyes softened, and for the first time, she looked genuinely vulnerable. "I know," she said. "And I'm sorry. I never wanted to hurt you, Daniel. I didn't know how to stop." Daniel sat down, his head in his hands. He didn't know what to believe anymore. Evelyn's story had more twists and turns than he could count, and the line between victim and manipulator was too blurred to see. But one thing was clear. He couldn't keep playing her game. "You need to turn yourself in," he said finally, his voice firm. "If it was self-defense, then you need to face it. Running isn't the answer." Evelyn's expression hardened, and she stood. "You don't understand," she said. "If I turn myself in, I lose everything. My freedom, my life, it's all gone." "You've already lost everything," Daniel said, his voice soft but resolute. "And if you keep running, you'll lose yourself too." Evelyn stared at him, her eyes filled with a mixture of anger and sorrow. Then, without a word, she turned and grabbed her journal, shoving it into her bag. "You don't get to decide my fate," she said, her voice cold. "I've made it this far on my own. I'll figure it out." And with that, she walked out the door, leaving Daniel alone in the storm. As the door slammed shut, Daniel felt a strange sense of relief and regret. He had tried to save her, but in the end, Evelyn had made her choice. Whether she was a victim or a villain, her fate was no longer in his hands. Outside, the storm raged on, and Daniel knew that this chapter of his life had come to an end. But the lessons it left behind, the fragile nature of trust, the power of manipulation, and the cost of trying to save someone who didn't want to be saved, would stay with him forever. And somewhere in the night, Evelyn disappeared once again, leaving behind nothing but questions and the faint echo of her final words. "You don't get to decide my fate."